Hello and welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News Podcast. I'm Emma, and I'm joined today by Daniel. We're here to bring you the latest news about the aerospace industry in the northwest of England. We're excited to share some great news about a local company that's making big strides in sustainability.
Hi Emma, I'm really looking forward to hearing about this. I've been following ELE Advanced Technologies for a while, and it's always exciting to see companies in our region pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
That's right. ELE has achieved its initial Scope 1 and 2 sustainability objectives. They reduced carbon emissions by 80% by minimizing energy usage and sourcing energy from renewable sources.
Wow, that is so cool, I see. So they've really made a big impact.
They did. They introduced an energy optimization program using digital diagnostic tools to reduce the energy needed to power its machining tools by 20%.
Yeah, that's a significant reduction. I wonder how they managed to achieve that.
They also installed photovoltaic solar panels that now generate up to 37% of their own clean energy.
Right, and the rest of their energy is from alternative renewable sources.
Exactly. Their new state-of-the-art manufacturing facility features electric vehicle charging points for employees.
Oh, that's a nice touch. It encourages sustainable transport.
And their waste management system has been streamlined to reduce waste and increase recycling rates.
So they are now recycling 88% of their waste. That's a huge improvement.
They're also looking into heat recovery options to reduce emissions from their heating requirements.
Wow, that's impressive. I wonder how their customers are responding to these changes.
David Stanley, the CEO of ELE, mentioned that their customers value their responsible and collaborative approach.
Right, and they've formed a sustainability committee to drive forward their environmental, social, and governance aims.
That's right. They're now moving on to Scope 3 targets, which involve reducing emissions from their supply chain.
That sounds like a big challenge, but they're already one step ahead with their supply chain relationships.
They aim to reduce emissions from their commuting and courier services by 25% by the end of 2024.
And a further 25% reduction from working with the rest of their supply chain. That's quite a big claim, right?
It is, but they're confident in their ability to achieve it. Their sustainability efforts have been benchmarked at 68% and are considered advanced in the framework.
That's a solid score. I think their culture of making things possible will help them achieve these goals.
Absolutely. ELE's achievements show how companies in our region are leading the way in sustainable manufacturing.
It's inspiring to see such a proactive approach to sustainability.
And it's a great example for other companies in the aerospace industry.
Indeed, we should all be working towards a more sustainable future.
That's right. Thank you for joining us today, Daniel.
Thank you for having me, Emma.
And thank you for listening to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News Podcast.
We'll be back with more news next time.
Stay tuned and keep an eye out for more updates on sustainable practices in the aerospace industry.
Goodbye for now.
Goodbye.